Moss Holders wants you to begin sleeping better this summer. So right now, every mattress is on sale. Stop by the 18,000 square foot showroom and test our wide selection of Beautyrest and Serta mattresses and feel which ones give your body the utmost comfort. After selecting your favorite mattress, customize your comfort with discounts on high quality pillows, sheets, adjustable foundations, and more. Every mattress in every size and all bedding is on sale. That's Moss Holders Mattress Sale going on now. Moss Holders, furniture is our passion.
Think you've got serious bass skills? Then prove it. Connect Home Center and Century 21 BHJ Realty present Fish Your Bass Off on SheridanMedia.com. Snap and upload your best fishing photo for a shot at $600 in prizes. That's right. Fish all summer and show us your catches. Enter now on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com. So grab your gear, hit the water, and fish your bass off.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
Please join us on Saturday, June 21st for the Bighorn Volunteer Fire Department's annual pancake breakfast. It will be from 7 to 10 a.m. at the fire station in beautiful downtown Bighorn. This is our way of saying thank you for all the great community support we get throughout the year. That's the Bighorn Volunteer Fire Department's annual pancake breakfast, Saturday, June 21st, from 7 to 10 a.m. at the fire station in Bighorn.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Monday, June 9th. From Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I am joined by Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer Teresa Dedimore and Marketing and Communications Director Jody Hartley. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a nice day outside. It was so windy all weekend. I couldn't get anything done.
I did, unfortunately. Up on scaffolding, not fun.
See, it was just an excuse, but I'm holding to it. It was just too dang windy outside. How have things been at the chamber?
Good. We're doing really well, and we're excited for summer coming up and all the activities, and tourists are starting to come in. It's been a little bit slower start, I'd say. I don't know if it's because of the rain or what. You know, a couple of tourists here and there, but now we're starting to see people rolling into the office, wondering about the community and what's available here. So it's been a lot of fun.
What happened at the Ignite conference? Did that go well?
Yeah, it went really well. We were very excited about it. Great content. Heard a lot of positive feedback from attendees on the trainers and what they learned, what they were able to implement, you know, some things that they're thinking about taking on as a business, some tips and tricks. So really well. We were very excited about it, and we're excited to just keep moving this program bigger and better.
So when you sit down with, like, do they fill out a form, people who attend, and they're like, this is what I loved about it, this is what I suggest for the future, that type of stuff. How long does that take to go through?
Not long. So we try to make it easy. So there, when you, with our new app, we are able now, when you attend a class, you can just take a quick survey. There's four questions on each class. So you can quick do it right there after you're done or that night. And then we have an overall survey. So it actually goes pretty quick because it's broken up into different pieces. And even when we did it all as one survey, it really didn't take a ton of time, 15 minutes maybe.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah.
We're direct and to the point. That's how we roll.
Was there anything within it, within those comments, that really stuck out to you?
Some classes that they're looking for next year, which is that's what we look for, right?
Yeah. Because how do I redesign this?
Yep. And based on conversations with members all year long, there's a lot that goes into this conference and deciding topics. So obviously all of those we take a look at, and then looking at layout, how we can expand this. I'm personally of the belief that we are at a point where we can add even more sessions during each time frame and keep it moving even bigger.
Are you thinking about a second day? Has that come up?
Yeah. We're looking at that of either a day and a half or 2 days. Eventually, we'd like to grow it to that point.
Yeah.
So stair-stepping it a little bit to make sure we don't...
Don't want it to spin out of control,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You know, I mean, organized chaos. That's how we like it. So that's what we're working on. But this is a huge asset for our community. And, you know, we have people coming over from Cody, Gillette to attend this conference, Buffalo. So it is looked at as being a regional resource now.
Brings a lot of folks in.
Yeah.
Now, what was the high point for you?
I would say the entire day was just amazing. And then at our wrap up, we walked in and Jen Krause was the closing presenter we had for the day. And we had, because a lot of people bail out early, right? You got to get kids. You got to do something at the office really quick. Yep. That kind of thing. We had, I think, about over half, probably about 70% of people wanted to come back because they wanted one last thing to take home. And that was huge. You know, my heart does, like, yes, people get it. They see the value in this. They're staying all the way till the end. And Jen just nailed it, too. She was 3 points, stay focused, you know, very much a stay true to who you are.
Yeah.
In all of your leadership, don't forget what your goals are, what your values are, and stay true to who you are. And it was always so good. Mm-hmm. It really wrapped up the day just perfect.
Yeah.
Now, what about you, Jody?
Oh, gosh. There were so many highlights to the day. Just looking back at when I started at the Chamber 8 years ago, from what the Ignite Conference was then to what it is now, and just the quality of presenters and presentations and the inclusion of the app, it's incredible to me how much it has grown and just really evolved to be a really top-notch professional development conference.
And I'm sure people come from all over the state, but, you know, I kind of got this vision, and now I've got the vision. I'm not the one out doing the legwork in any way, just so everybody realizes this. But just having this conference where people, you know, they plan for this all year, and like a small business conference, and I'm sure there's others within the state that I don't know about, but from my perspective, this seems wholly unique, where it's just small business owners come together, sharing ideas that have helped benefit themselves so that all small business owners could benefit from these things, whatever practice, procedure that they put forward. You know, I think about it when I was just a line cook and a manager at a restaurant, and the things I could have learned at such a young age that I could have taken forward would have been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually got to thinking about that yesterday. If I'd have known then what I know now, where would I be?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, seriously. Yeah. Like, because it's not just that business. You can apply a lot of these procedures to just about every business. Customer service, essentially, is customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And things like, and management of a small team is management of a small team, mm-hmm. no matter the task that they've got to perform. There's lessons that stretch across that. And that's the things that are being explored at the Ignite Conference. And I really feel that, it's, you know, if word gets out enough, boy, it's set to ignite.
Right. Oh, look at that. Yeah, it was great. We had a lot of executives there, too, with our executive track. It's just such a great mix of people to hear from. And so many of the sessions I sat in personally, they would break you into small groups. You could make that connection.
Yeah.
And once again, with the new app, you can just find out who they were, send them a quick email, go have coffee even afterwards. If you meet somebody like that who can give you some great tips, tricks, or is like, oh man, I was in your boat, you know, 5 years ago, we should get together, because that happens too. And so the connections you make are so valuable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, could be lifelong. Mm-hmm. And once you get in that, you know, kind of that circle, especially small business owners themselves, boy, the resources and the ability to just kind of reach out to somebody. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm facing this problem, or XYZ. Can you help me out with ABC? And having someone come through, it's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Now, what was this year's biggest challenge that you would say that you guys had to overcome as a team?
As a team, we absolutely loved that app. We did have to come together and figure out how it works and how to get that conveyed out. There was just some logistics things with maps, trying to get that up and running, and Jody took it on. Thank you, Jody. she looked at me and was like, yeah, no, you're gonna get mad. but it went really, really well. And just that logistics people really took off with it and liked it, because they had everything they needed, even their notes right there. So
yeah,
it was a challenge just learning a new program, but at the same time, it was a huge asset.
And I think, you know, growing pains come with everything. Mm-hmm. And if you were to look at me and say, Floyd, I need you to learn this app ASAP. Oh, and by the way, kind of build it as you go. Oof.
Yeah.
Oof. I'd be looking for those resources that I set up last year.
Unfortunately, Steven said, you know, I have background in IT. And I said, oh, do you now?
You, remember, are going to regret saying that, Steven.
Remember that job description, other duties as assigned? Guess what?
Oh, so he kind of helped out, though.
Yeah, okay. He did.
That's fantastic. Oh, man. All right. This month's Chamber Lunch Program, what do we got going on?
Matt Milinkovich is coming over. He is actually one of our top trainers at Ignite that people want to. We hear positive feedback every year. I think he's been with us almost all 12 of them, or 10 of them. So he's been very excited to come over for the Chamber Lunch Program, and he's going to go through, because it's so hard as a small business owner. They say for every $10 that people spend, I think you make like a dollar off of that. So he's going through 8 ways that you can increase your profit, efficiencies within your business that you can take on. So that way it increases your profit, because it's not going to be a matter of throwing more employees at it or anything right now. You know, it's looking at where we're at, how can we be more efficient? And he's going through tips and tricks you can implement right away. So it'll be great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And little things, you know, that can be done to help save money. It can take place at home, and it can take place in your business. Mm-hmm. It's kind of embarrassing, but I was paying for 2 subscriptions to a streaming service, and it was my wife who was like, I think you're paying for that twice. And I finally sat down and looked through it, and I was like, yeah, I am. There's 2 separate subscriptions I'm paying, and I had done it 4 years.
Right.
4 years. And so, like I said, a little embarrassing, but you got to sit down and go through this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thinking about that on like a grand scale. And thank God my wife's a penny pincher. Because,
right.
Yeah, she's one of those women. She gets out to the car and she looks at the receipt. And if you didn't charge what she wrote down, she's going back inside. So.
Even efficiencies with your own time.
Yes.
I mean, you get sucked into email and everything else. So, okay, scheduling. I'm not going to look at this until this time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But all sorts of efficiencies is what he's going to go through, which is great.
And I think that's a great point as well, even here at the radio station. Once I get into a procedure, a lot of that procedure has to do with deal with this at this time, deal with that at this time. That way you can move on to the next task knowing that's complete. When I first started, I was checking emails constantly looking at it. And I thought, you know what? I should just do this 2 or 3 times a day and call it good and walk away from it, because I felt like it was constantly robbing me of time. So fantastic point,
Shifts
Teresa.
Your gears and then it's hard to refocus.
You get right off track. Email and it'll...
And it'll throw you off or you end up kind of forgetting the task that you were doing before you decided to check that email. And then all of a sudden it's the end of the day and you've got more work to do. All right. So registration for the Chamber Lunch Program. So people can actually take advantage of this talk.
Do it by 4:00 today. You can call the office. You can log in online and do it however you want to, but get registered by 4:00.
All right. Small business owners out there, I guarantee, you know, in the military, they always told us there's no such thing as a perfect review. Improvement can be done to anyone.
Yes.
So find a way to improve something. All right. Business after hours this month. Where's it going to happen?
First Federal Bank and Trust. It'll be from 5 to 7. I'm assuming DJ will be there, so you can come tell him congratulations, which is exciting. So we were happy to see that. We've had a long relationship with DJ, helping out with the chamber and doing functions. So it's great to see that.
Very active in the community.
Mm-hmm. He's a leadership Sheridan County alum, too. So that's fun.
Business before hours.
So this is what we have to drive home. There is no business before hours in July or chamber lunch program. Because July has everything else in it. So we're not doing those
That's the
two.
Busy month, right?
Yes, it's crazy. So we have a business after hours that month, but we will not have before hours or we won't have a chamber lunch program either.
Okay. And on that, when we return, we're going to talk about some upcoming training opportunities for your frontline employees as well as the boot kickoff. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan. Thank you.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Compass Center for Families.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Happy summer from Evia Hearing and Sound. Have fun and please be mindful of everyday sounds that could damage your hearing. Try lowering your earbud volume, using plugs or muffs while mowing the lawn, and taking a break from the noise. Our team can provide comprehensive hearing evaluations, cutting-edge hearing aid solutions, custom hearing protection, and more. Audiologist Dr. Addison Dempsey and hearing aid specialist JT Kraft are now taking new patients. Call today, Evia Hearing, 674-8920. That's 674-8920.
In Buffalo, Wyoming, you don't fall for parking lot promises and handshake hustles from fly-by-night Johnnies who might sell you a lemon and vanish by sundown. At Prime Rate Motors, we've been rooted right here for years, built on trust, not tricks. Locals know if you want real wheels and real deals, you come to the folks who live where they sell. Prime Rate Motors, no gimmicks, no fast talk, just fair deals, solid rides, and folks will still be here tomorrow. 2305 Coffeen Avenue in Sheridan. Prime Rate Motors, Wyoming owned and Wyoming proud.
The following message is presented by Century21BHJ.com.
If whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting over, make sure you aren't empty-handed by using Sheridan Community Land Trust's Sheridan County Water Supply Report. Get the latest information about drought, precipitation, snowpack, stream flows, reservoir capacity, temperature and precipitation outlook, and more delivered to your inbox for free each month. Sign up under the land tab at SheridanCLT.org.
Think you've got serious bass skills? Then prove it. Connect Home Center and Century 21 BHJ Realty present Fish Your Bass Off on SheridanMedia.com. Snap and upload your best fishing photo for a shot at $600 in prizes. That's right. Fish all summer and show us your catches. Enter now on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com. So grab your gear, hit the water, and fish your bass off.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer Teresa Dedimore and Marketing and Communications Director Jody Hartley. Frontline employees, also known as frontline workers. These are individuals who directly interact with customers or the public, delivering essential services, maintaining essential equipment. They are critical in various sections like retail, healthcare, public service. These people are the face of your organization and your business. All right, we've got an upcoming frontline employee training. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, we're very excited about it. We partnered with Sheridan County Travel and Tourism this year, actually, to put this training on. Sean came to us. There's an idea floating around at the state level saying, what if we sat down, people down, not only did customer serve it, but talked to them about how do you sell your own community? Mm-hmm. So he came to us and said, what do you guys think? And we're like, yeah, we're in for sure, because this is something that we hear time and time again, or we get phone calls from businesses, you know, that are, they're out there doing the customer service. They're trying to help people, but they're also, you know, chamber, where do I send these guys? They have an hour and what museums are closed, that kind of stuff. So it's a full half day. Going through, it is going to be customer service focused and brushing up on those skills. Stasia Skreiderberg with Peak Consulting is coming in to give, it's called Give Them the Pickle. If you've ever done it, it's a lot of fun. So she's going to be doing this training with everybody. And then we're going to hear from some people who sell Sheridan on a daily basis and do the tips, the tricks. How do you get people to maybe spend another night in your hotel? Mm-hmm. How do you get them to just fall in love with their experience in Sheridan, which, you know, we take for granted sometimes because all of us fell in love with Sheridan and never left. But to talk to people about it and really all the unique pieces that we have, that's what they're going to also learn as well. So it's going to be great. It's a full half day.
And, you know, these jobs are critical.
Exactly.
You know, when that is going to be the person that I remember. you might have your, hey, this is the manager picture up on the wall or something like that. But it's that person behind the desk, behind the counter. It's that individual who's checking me in. Those are the people I'm going to remember. Mm-hmm. Those are the people who are going to allow me to have the experience that I'm having at whatever organization or business you own or conduct. Mm-hmm. So I imagine, you know, there was a time in a Wyoming town up in Cody. We were just going to stay one night. But the people, I was mm-hmm. like, you know what? We're going to take another day. And right. we decided to stay again. And boy, they bent over backwards to find us a room. Because, you know, middle of the summer.
Yeah.
Tough to do, right?
Yeah.
So, but they did. And we spent, I don't know, I don't even want to talk about how much money. But but like you were saying, Teresa, that's essentially the goal, isn't mm-hmm. it? I want you to have a dining experience, if not more than one dining experience here. I want you to go to the museums. I want you to make Sheridan a destination and not a travel through. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be kind of part of the training?
Absolutely. You know, how do you make Sheridan first in their minds where, you know, if they're planning another trip out west, they're going to put Sheridan on to come back to because mm-hmm. of their experience here and how much they loved it. And we do hear that from time to time, especially when we had Brewfest. We'd hear from people who come back to Sheridan once a year just because they love it. They'd go explore new places out west, but they'd always stop in. And then when we had Brewfest, they're like, well, now this is just the weekend we're here.
Yeah.
Because there's beer. So yeah.
They know where to go and when,
exactly.
right? I mean, even right now, we have a member of the city council who moved here because loved the PATH system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, came here on a visit, thought, holy cow, what a fantastic mm-hmm. community. And look at all the things that we can do here when we retire. And mm-hmm. so... they're here now.
Right.
I mean, it really can transform it. Now, mm-hmm. who organized all of this training?
So we worked with Sean at Sheridan County Travel and Tourism. So Jody and myself and Sean really sat down and came up with the content and worked together on who we're going to have speak. Sean is going to take a piece about marketing and how to talk to everybody. And then also Daniel Bleak, who worked with Best Western. He has been working in the hotel industry for many, many years. I don't remember the number off the top of my head.
A long time.
But a lot of experience because he worked in Thermopolis. So selling a community, getting people to stay longer, like he's done this multiple times throughout the years. So it'll be great. We learn a lot just from him. Again, we like to use our locals who know a lot mm-hmm. about a subject matter and can really teach you. And also someone you can call afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, what other tips and tricks, or can I take you to coffee? I have a couple other things I want to talk about, but mm-hmm. I used to work for a front desk at a hotel when I was in my younger years, and it's rough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just the customer service piece, but you sell a lot, and I had to sell Waterloo, Iowa, which there's not a lot to sell in Waterloo, Iowa. You want to go to the dock track?
The sunset's pretty. And I mean, it is kind of like being a salesman, being mm-hmm. front desk just about anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, whenever I pop into a new town, I grab a newspaper and a coffee. And so, you know, in a lot of different communities now, you can get both of those in the same location.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's that individual behind the counter mm-hmm. where I'm like, hey, where's your museum?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what can I see while I'm here? You know, and they're just manning the counter of a coffee mm-hmm. shop that sells a newspaper. But holy cow, they have the opportunity mm-hmm. right then and there to sell that community.
Absolutely.
So do I have to register for this? How do I do that?
There is a link on our website. If you could register, that helps us know how many people to set the room for. It is completely free. Sean got the state to pay. So there we go.
Nice.
It was great that they were able to do that. So this is free to our community, which is a huge resource.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got those individuals. You know, this is a fantastic time to take that, in some cases, entry-level employee
mm-hmm.
and give them some training free of charge mm-hmm. that can really benefit you, the business, and the community.
Mm-hmm.
Jump on this, folks. I'll get that link up on our website as well. We'll try to get up on our Facebook so that people can just click in there and get this. Because, I mean, come on, free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't ask wrong. For more.
No.
It's one of those win-win situations. The employee wins through some vital training,
mm-hmm.
and you win as a business, and we mm-hmm. all win as a community. Also, like you said, the accessibility of Sean Parker is actually pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So if you had a question, He'd probably email you back or be happy to sit down and have a cup of coffee with you. No problem.
Yeah, he's a marketing genius.
That might be him calling right there.
Probably. He's like, you're saying it wrong, Teresa. No, not. No.
All right. Now, can you believe it is already time to talk about the boot kickoff?
I know.
I'm a little shocked. I feel like the spring went by too fast.
Yeah, always I don't know where May for went. Me.
All right. So when is this taking place?
July 8th.
July 8th. What time are we kicking it off?
So registration opens at 4:30, and then the actual event with stick horse races start at 5, followed by the boot kickoff.
All right. Now, the events that are taking place this year, we've got the stick horse races and just the kickoff, right?
Yes.
Are we going to have anything else there?
No, that takes up pretty much the full amount of time. Mm-hmm. So we'll have shared media, obviously, there again, DJing for us and doing live recording. So that'd be great. It's always fun just to see those little kids riding the stick horses. Hilarious.
Schreffler's an amazing cameraman. Absolutely amazing.
So it's a lot of fun. But come on out. It's a wonderful family event. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll have food vendors out there. So come on out, hang out for the night, and just it's a great night in Whitney Commons Park.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Because you haven't already?
I'm sorry. I get sidetracked.
No, you're fine.
When it comes to distance, what's the record? Does anybody know?
Well, it depends on the age bracket. The 18 and older men have the furthest distance, obviously.
We're going to have to...
It's 100 and some.
Holy cow.
Was it Sergio?
I think so.
There you go.
It was Sergio that... Yeah.
Yeah.
Which his legs are a mile long, so that makes sense that he can.
He's got that whip to it, right?
Oh, Jesse Woods actually is right there, too. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of funny.
Yeah. You know, it makes me wonder, you know, is there proper technique to kicking that boot? And if there is, what is it? Mm-hmm.
They say there is. Mm-hmm. They won't tell me. But they say that there's a trick to it.
Trade
to really
secret.
Get it to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a pitcher doesn't want to give away his best throw. I'll tell you that right now.
They want chamber bucks. They're like, yeah, no. Not telling you nothing.
Yeah. Speaking of which, my wife went out and spent our chamber bucks this weekend. She had a great time running around town to all the secondhand stores.
Oh, so
nice.
Got it all taken care of. All right. One more time. When we go to register, where do I need to go? Just Whitney Commons, show up 4:30, get my name on that list.
That's right.
Get my kid's name on that list.
Yes.
The whole family can try and compete. Start practicing, folks. You've got till July 8th. Get those boots out and start kicking them in the backyard. Just make sure they don't go through the neighbor's window. All right. One more thing. Can you tell us about the welcome bags and relocation packets a little bit? What's going on?
So the Chamber offers free welcome bags to groups coming to town. They include our community guide and our community map. So if you're having a conference with some folks coming from around the state or out of state, having a family reunion perhaps or a class reunion, we can provide those bags for your participants for free. Just a great way to give them information about the community, help them get around and see all the sites that they'd like to see while they're here. And as far as the relocation packets, we have, of course, lots of folks who are interested in looking at Sheridan for relocation. So we do provide that information for free. We can even mail it for free to folks. But we often get a lot of company recruiters come in and get relocation packets to keep on hand, or realtors, that sort of thing. So just want to make sure everybody's aware that we do offer those things for free.
And this is exactly what we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sell the community, put your best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got family coming in, and it's that time of year, family reunions and everything else is happening. Maybe someone's looking for something to do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of information in those packets. Ladies, I want to thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me this morning. Sorry, I put you on the spot a few times. You did great. Kate, you had answers for everything. All right. When we come back, we're going to speak with the DSA. Stay with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Compass Center for Families.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Hi, Lisa Hansen here with MC2 Real Estate and Land, inviting you to check out this 35-acre property at 201 Hidden Hills Road. Overlooking the serene Little Goose Valley, this beautiful home features 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, a chef's kitchen with granite countertops, large pantry, and a generous dining area. Did I mention the 3-car garage and large shop? With a recent price improvement, it won't last long. Call me, Lisa Hansen, 307-763-3964.
Warmer weather means it's officially roofing season, and Branded 307 is getting to work. If your home was hit by the hail last year and you haven't had your roof inspected, now is the time. Most insurance companies only allow for 1 year from the date of loss to file a claim. After that, the cost could be out of your pocket. Whether you're looking to replace your shingles or want to upgrade to an impact-resistant metal roof, visit branded307.com or call for your inspection today. Branded 307, branding one home at a time.
Hi, I'm Taylor, front of house manager at Fraggletons. You know, every day on Main Street brings new faces and familiar friends through our doors, and each one deserves something special. At Fraggletons, it's not just about the food, it's about the feeling. Our team is here to make sure every bite, every sip, and every moment feels just right. Whether you're celebrating a big day or just enjoying the little things, we'd love to be a part of it. It's not just about the food, it's about the feeling. Book your table now at Fraggletons.com.
The City of Sheridan Weed and Pest Division would like to remind the public that mosquito prevention is a community-wide effort. Please remember to drain standing water, dress appropriately, and apply mosquito repellent, especially during the hours around dusk and dawn. For more information, to report heavy concentrations of mosquitoes, or to request that your home be in a no-spray zone, please call the mosquito hotline at 307-655-8297 or visit the website at www.sheridanwy.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For Sega Park this morning, we're joined by the Downtown Sheridan Association Executive Director Zoila Perry and Board Member and Third Thursday Committee Chair Kat Deeds. Good morning, ladies, and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right, summer, just around the corner. Holy cow. I was talking to Chamber about it. I feel like spring just shows up and walks out of the room before I even get a chance to say hello.
Oh, yes.
So, how was spring at the DSA this year?
It was good. Busy, trying to get a bunch of things done before our event season. So, just making sure all of our promotions and events are pre-planned, right? We have to do a lot of that pre-planning. So we did a lot of that in still being able to manage other projects that we're working on the other end that we will talk about hopefully in the next coming months when they're done.
Okay.
Because right now it's just event season.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's still details that need to be hammered out.
Yes.
Now, when it comes to the DSA itself, you recently got some sort of certification. Can you tell people about that?
So we just received our 20th year of accreditation, and that's for the National Main Street. And DSA has been in existence since 1989, but only 20 years as an accredited Main Street. And that is a program that we partner with the Wyoming Main Street, that they're part of the National Main Street. So part of our accreditation, we have a lot of things that we have to do. So we have to track our volunteer hours, our reinvestments numbers downtown, how many events we have, how much money we raise. But then in addition, for part of that is we have to make sure we have bylaws, a work plan. You know, every 3 years we have to have our financials audited. How much do you visit with your stakeholders? I mean, there's so many things, so many boxes. To complete that accreditation, it takes me at least 2 hours because there's so many questions that we have to check on to make sure that we are doing those things.
But I mean, the benefits from being an accredited member of this association? Pretty big. Does it opening like funding revenues and things like that?
Yes and no, Floyd. So to be part of the Wyoming Main Street, we do get some funding from the Wyoming Main Street. But at the national level, there is some grants available for us to apply if we wanted to go that route. A lot of them have to do with historic preservation or small business stuff. And it's just a bigger pool of applicants that we're part of. But then also to just really know that our Main Street operates on the four-point approach, which is part of the National Main Street. So for it to function properly, you have to have organization, promotion, design, and economic vitality. So with those 4 points, once you work on them together, you have a really great, beautiful downtown.
That's fantastic.
So, design, we have our historic preservation. So every single question that they ask is to make sure we are focusing on that. So promotion, like crazy days, or what are we doing to bring people downtown? Design historic preservation, right? So how are we involved in that? Economic vitality. What else other than promotion are we bringing in to our downtown to really help the economic vitality of that? And then beautification. Organization, making sure we have a full working board that are committed to our organization. So there's so many bits and pieces part of that.
Yeah, and I just want folks to know that you just did all of that from memory. That was amazing. I think we got the right person for the job
there.
Now, let's move on to the Third Thursday Street Festival. This one, it is one of the biggest deals in this town. People absolutely flood the street for this. So tell us about it. We got our first one coming up.
Yes, we do. And we're very excited for it. We have two tracks playing. We're looking forward to seeing a lot of our vendors coming back and hoping to see some new ones join in this year. We did try, but we will be staying in the same spot on North Main that we have always previously been. So we did let everybody know that they're welcome to join, even though we weren't able to move up and down. If you remember during construction, where we had to kind of rotate it back and forth a little bit, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do that. But everybody is still welcome to come in and join us downtown.
So when it comes to the moving back and forth, people really like that, just primarily because, wow, you're bringing the whole crowd to the front of my business, and it's amazing.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. People love it. They, like Kat had mentioned, they want us to move it back. And logistically wise, all of our power and everything set up to be in the core over by Grinnell Plaza.
So, there's things that prevent it, but there were benefits that came out of the construction and being able to move it around town a little bit.
Yes.
The thing of it is, now some people know those benefits, right?
Absolutely.
They're looking to get from it. All right. So we talked about possible new vendors. How do I register if I'm a vendor out there?
Yeah, so they can go onto the downtownsheridan.org website, get an application. They can stop by the office at the 121 South Main Street for them to pick one up.
Now, how many slots, or I guess we could say spots, literally, do we have left?
We have very limited for the month of June left. We are getting a little bit tight. Now, registration for June closes this Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
That way, we have enough time to map and get everybody's spot numbers by next Tuesday.
Is there a restriction on the type of organization or business that I am as to whether or not I'm allowed to take part?
No, there's no restrictions at all.
Okay.
Everyone is welcome.
Fantastic. So if I'm a 501c3 and I just want to get the word out and visit with some members of the community, jump on there, register.
Yes.
Set up a tent and just wait for people to come visit.
Yes.
All right. Now, what types of things do people really get to see and do at a Third Thursday?
Ooh, that's the fun part, is because it's literally a little bit of everything, from all kinds of food trucks, our live music, our live local music. all the different vendors, and people come from in town and from all around the surrounding area and bring everything from advertising a bank to clothing to food. So it's just an entire variety of things you're going to see.
And this thing is, it's expanded quite a bit, hasn't it, Selena?
It has. I feel like a lot of people that come and watch and, you know, walk around, we just had National Main Street come in and they provided some data for us. And at the July 3rd Thursday last year, we had about 13,000 people that came to that event. Normally, I say between 5,000 to 7,000 people, right?
Oh, my cow. Nope. Well, even that number is not small.
Nope, it's not. So it's just, it has grown a lot over the years, even since I've been the director.
I mean, people really, a lot of it's got to do with community, doesn't it, Kat? I mean, folks come out and actually just want to visit with their neighbors and hang out and get a drink.
It's a social thing as well as a community get together. Everybody loves to come out, especially that first month, this month. You need to see everybody and the sun is out and everybody's been cooped up way too long for winter and all of the rain that we've had.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just a great time to get out and about and see people and see all the new vendors and try all the food.
And, you know, it's one of those situations where it's kind of the big kickoff for summer around here. That's how you know summer's really hit, is when Third Thursday starts kicking off. You can go downtown and start listening to music, see some art, buy some art that Sheridan is so well known for. All right. So now, why did you decide to get involved with Third Thursday, jump on this committee? What was it that you were like, you know what? I want to be involved.
I was really excited when I first was invited to join the DSA board, and she sat down and was like, these are all the different things you can participate in. And with my job, Third Thursday has always been a big thing. And I do know what it brings to all the stores and the community and the fact that being involved in it, I'm able to help bring all of that downtown.
And so your job, what do you do?
I run the mint bar.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So needless to say, Third Thursday is a very busy day for me, but I enjoy it, which is why I continue doing it. So I'm running the bar, making sure everything's going good downtown, the setup, the teardown, making sure all the vendors are doing great and happy and have everything they need, and making sure Zoila's happy and great and has everything she needs.
I tended bar in Green River for a while. One day I'd love to sit down and trade some stories. I'm sure we got some that can't go over the airwaves. Now, Zoila, can you tell us about the First People's Powwow?
Yes.
This is something, if you've never been, folks, wow, what a treat. I mean, it's just a brief glimpse into an amazing culture.
Yes. Oh, yes. So the powwow is going to take place right after the parade on Rodeo Friday. We'll have, the last couple of years, we had between like 200 to 300 Native Crow that come down, whether they participate in the parade or they're dressed in full regalia, ready to powwow. It's a great, one of my favorite events. I guess all of my events are favorite, but this one's just unique because you do get to see that culture part of significance. You know, they were the first ones in our country, and to see them dance is really special.
And you know, I got an opportunity at a Longmire Days. It was one of my first years up here, and I went out to take a photo of the indigenous dancers, and I got to sit down with a family, and the father was the one who'd gone through and made all of the regalia for everybody. And he just kind of gave me a brief, you know, explanation of, hey, this is how I made this, this is how I made that. And I'll, you know, I was only assigned to be there for maybe 15, 20 minutes. You know, I stayed for the whole thing. And this family was just amazing and so welcoming, and just taught me so much in such a brief period of time that I would suggest to anybody, anyone, just go down there, enjoy this show. It is beautiful. What does it take to get this organized, Zoila?
We have a committee at the DSA office, but then part of our committee, we have a couple of Native Americans that from the Crow Agency that are part of our committee, because they're the ones that really help out, get the word out to them to say, hey, go down to Sheridan. They're going to be having their annual event. But on our back end, you know, we're organizing the venue, our street permit, food, lodging, and making sure everything's set to go to pay out, because we do pay out cash prizes for them too.
Oh, wow.
So,
really?
Yes. So that's a big part of
There's a bit
that.
Of a competition.
Yes and no. It's more of a token of appreciation for them because, you know, we love this entertainment that they bring to our community. But at the same time, we're asking them to take a day off without pay back home, right?
Yep.
So that's how we classify that. And to really help, you know, it's just part of one of those traditions you have with rodeo. But it is free to anyone to come down and watch them dance. They dance for about an hour or so. If it's cooler, they'll dance a bit longer. But if it's hot, we try to really speed things through because it is hot, especially in the full regalia.
Yeah. And holy cow. Yeah. That stuff's a lot warmer than what I think people realize. I mean, it is really on there. Now, when it comes to the location, where's this going to be held?
Yes. It's going to be in the front lawn of the Sheridan Historic Inn.
Wow.
I can't even speak today.
It's a beautiful setting, though.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
The backdrop of that, all of it, you know, our guys who run down there to try and get some photos for folks, boy, all you got to do is just sit so that inn is right behind them. And as they're dancing, and you've got the perfect backdrop.
We do. The city is very gracious, and they bring up some bleachers. So there's some seating available. For everyone to sit down if you get there early and you get a seat. If not, you have to stand for the whole thing.
Can I bring a lawn chair?
You can bring a lawn chair.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Because
I always keep one in the car just in case, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's very smart.
Yes.
There's always one in the trunk. All right, so July 17th, Third Thursday Festival is going to be happening. July 27th, we've got the Goose Creek Polo Cup. This is something that you and I talk about every year.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure we'll talk about it again the next time I see you. Mm-hmm. But for folks who don't know, what is DSA's involvement in this?
Yes. So we partner with the Flying H and we have a Polo Cup. It's one of the highest rated polo games in the U.S. I mean, there's a few others, but it's this one for our community. And wonderful game. Wonderful game. Funds go towards DSA.
And, you know, it's one of those situations, if you haven't been to a polo game, I think we should all get down there, those of us who haven't. I plan on going every year, but then all of a sudden something always ends up coming up. It's one of those situations. But when it comes to polo and Sheridan history, I was so fascinated to learn about this. And during these cups, I mean, you can really go down there and kind of talk with some of the individuals, and it's a very community-minded game, isn't it? So, folks, there you go. July 27th, we will be talking about this again. Let's take it to Crazy Days.
Yes.
What are the Crazy Days?
Crazy Days will be July 31st, August 1st, and August 2nd, and we'll have participating stores having out indoor and outdoor sales, just kind of getting ready for fall.
And so this is just everybody kind of... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just save the date, get them on your calendar, make sure you guys come downtown and support your businesses.
Now, I know each business is different, but let me ask you, are they trying to get rid of the summer stuff?
Some of them do. Some of them are, they have stock, because we did do Crazy Days in winter. So we did one in March. So some of them still have some inventory. Some of them may not. So they're just trying to make some room or just have some kind of different sale to get them ready for school shopping or make room for with their winter inventory.
Oh, man. So you don't know what you're going to
you
find out.
You never know.
You can go down there, get coats for the kids for the upcoming winter, but at the same time, get a new pair of shorts. Who knows what could happen.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, one more time. When will they be taking place?
Crazy Days will be July 31st, August 1st, and August 2nd.
All right. Now, what are you looking forward to the most this summer, Kat?
I'm looking forward to the fact that it'll be my first year getting to do the Goose Creek Polo Cup because I'm usually on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
So this year I've planned vacation around getting to participate.
Oh, that's fantastic. So is this going to be your first polo game?
No, I have been to polo before.
Yeah.
But this will be my first one getting to do with the DSA.
Hanging out in the DSA tent.
Yes. Yeah.
What are you looking forward to, Zoila?
You know, I think it's just everything, Floyd. I love our community, and I'm really excited to bring in our annual events and having staff to help with that. That's a big, big one for me. So I'm going to be looking at our events in a totally different view this year.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that.
With a little bit of breath in your lungs. Yes. Take a moment, take a breath, and just enjoy it. I want to thank you ladies so much for coming in and speaking with me this morning. It's always a pleasure, my friend. All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Compass Center for Families.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
If you're looking for a great employment opportunity, you'll want to pay attention to this. Decker Coal Company is currently hiring a dragline oiler. This day shift position offers excellent benefits that you've come to expect from an established company like Decker Coal. Experience would be great, but they will train the right person if necessary. Pick up an application today at the Sheridan Workforce Center. Decker Coal Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you searching for the perfect way to express your patriotism for your country and state? Look no further than the Sheridan Commercial Company. Hi, Kurt Smith here. We have a wide variety of U.S., Wyoming, and Montana flags all ready for you to proudly display. With Flag Day and the 4th of July coming up, now is the time to get your flags. We also serve as a drop-off location for your worn flags. Every day is a great day to fly your flag. The Sheridan Commercial Company at 303 Broadway. Open 7 days a week.
Oh, summer's here. Time to get your car ready for summer driving. Midas can help with everything from oil change to tires, steering and suspension, air conditioning, check engine lights. It's your one-stop shop for all things cars and trucks. This month, get free digital inspection when you bring your car to Midas and a voucher for $20 off any detailed service from Sheridan Auto Spa. Plus, special savings on brakes and struts. Get your car cleaned up and running great inside and out at Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
This is Dr. David Nickerson with Sheridan Memorial Hospital. The hospital's urgent care is combined with same-day health and imaging and has moved to 1470 Sugarland Drive between Walmart and WildVision. Open 7 days a week with extended hours, same-day health and imaging offers all our previous urgent care services as well as laboratory draws, x-ray, mammography screening, and DEXA bone scans. The entire team looks forward to providing you with excellent patient-centered care. Look for the white now open flags at 1470 Sugarland Drive for your walk-in health care needs. Walk-ins are always welcome, or you can schedule an appointment online at SheridanSameDay.com.
Think you've got serious bass skills? Then prove it. Connect Home Center and Century 21 BHJ Realty present Fish Your Bass Off on SheridanMedia.com. Snap and upload your best fishing photo for a shot at $600 in prizes. That's right. Fish all summer and show us your catches. Enter now on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com. Grab your gear, hit the water, and fish your bass off.
Hi, this is Brad at Primate Motors, and let me tell you, partnering with Sheridan Media and the Country Bounty has delivered proven results time and time again. Our Sheridan Media guy keeps our message fresh, and his reliable customer service means we're never left hanging. If you're looking to move inventory or grow your brand, I say saddle up with the best, Sheridan Media Radio and the Country Bounty. The proof's in the pavement, and that's the results you can haul to the bank.
America in the Morning, weekday mornings at 5, on News Talk 930 and 103.9 FM. K-R-O-E.